Sorry. So, yeah, tell us about your love of her. And you were mentioning that, you know, your dad also really had an impact on you liking her work.
Yeah. So it was always like, ever since I was little, like, especially just being a part of like the community, it was like, she was very much like I said, like a kind of like superhero story, because she, first of all, she's so talented herself. And second of all, like, she was like able to really like make it and be like truly, truly like respected. So it was, I had always, it was never a thing of like, oh, like this is when I started liking her. It was like, ever since I was little, she's just been a part of the process. But I think what really like turned it for me is that, so I always knew she was an amazing actress, and like if I was gonna study anybody, it was gonna be her. But as I got older, like I like was hearing all these things about her. First of all, it was Ma Rainey's Black Bottom that put everything in perspective. She was able, first of all, she's dedicated enough, she had to gain 20 pounds and then she dropped it like that after. And she was like, I'm not gonna put on a fat suit. Like, it's gonna, like, I'm gonna do it and it's gonna work. And then also afterward, I watched the behind the scenes documentary about it. And it was always like, they showed, it was a section they were talking about how like some, I think it was Chadwick, he walked in, like he saw like her script was like completely like torn up and like beaten up and had all these like little tabs on it and like asterisks, and like she had like 15 different highlighters and it was all annotated. And I was like, that's the kind of dedication that I want to be able to have. But the thing is that, like, my thing is, if I can study from her, like for real together, like not just through a screen, and really see like her process, that would be like my life would be complete. Like, just to understand like how she breaks everything down, because it's not like, it isn't necessarily it isn't necessarily like a bad thing, and it's not actually at all. But like, one thing for me is that I don't want to ever be like, obviously you want to put a signature on your work, but I don't ever want it to be like, well, I mean, she's a great actor, but like she always kind of does the same thing. Like, Viola Davis is able to portray each character like down to the core. And all of it is different, but all of it is also like stamped like by her. So that's really it for me.
Very interesting. So since the show is about really intelligent kids in school, I've got to ask, what's your favorite subject in school, or what do you like about, cause you, I mean, I'm guessing with your workload, you know, school's been a little different for you from most people.
Okay, so the whole school process for me, actually, I mean, I say it wasn't different, because then again, like, I've never, like, there's nothing to compare it to. I went to public school literally up until this year. So I was always like in school and hanging out with all my friends and doing the whole like passing period thing, and oh no, I'm gonna be late to PE. So that was, I had a pretty normal school experience. My favorite subject in school, once, like, I always got good grades because, first of all, I got a foreign mom. If I don't, like, you don't, that's not even a question. But one class that, like, you would never have to worry about for me was English. That was the one thing that I enjoyed, because I was able to, like, it's, that class was an expression class, because thankfully I got put with English teachers that, like, were out of the box. So it was always like, okay, if you're gonna write an essay, write it, and write it as if, like, this is about to be published and people are gonna be seeing it. Because it never really was just about school. Like, it was about if this was out in the world. Like, that's how it was for me, like, my mindset in it. So that was the one subject that was definitely my favorite. You know what? I got an honors in eighth grade, so haha.
I love that you brought up your mom's background. My parents are foreign as well, and immigrants, and so I've got to ask, having a family that has connections outside of the States, you obviously grow to be more globally minded. How has that impacted who you are as a person, but also in your profession, you're working with so many different types of people from all over the, around the world, really, in that world. I'm curious, has it impacted you for the positive, knowing that you do kind of grow up with a more global-minded mindset?
I mean, I don't think extended experience or extended, like, anything is ever a bad thing. I think any experience or anything that you're gifted to be able to go through, regardless of if you feel like it's negative, it never is. But one thing that I do, like, appreciate very, very much so is that me being half Persian and half Black is that I'm an advocate for both of my people. Because one thing, it's like, it's so great because now, especially now, like, both of my cultures are being represented way more, especially in the industry. But right now is that there's a lot going on in the world with my dad's side of the community and with my mom's side of the community. So the fact that I'm representing both of them and being gifted the opportunities to be able to speak for them and be the voice of my people is amazing, and it's truly a blessing, and I'm gonna work hard to make sure I do right by both of them.
Very cool. You know, you talked earlier about doing the tapes, and I'm gathering a lot of that was because of the isolation of the pandemic. How positive was that experience in knowing that it was coming from obviously a very scary time for everyone, but you maximized your time and look where it got you. I'm curious, do you look at this time in the pandemic as a time where you got to kind of change your focus and do something to help your career?
Oh yeah. I mean, the pandemic, obviously, like, well, I never really had like a bad spin on it because when we first started, it was, yay, 2 weeks off of school, y'all ready to go have some fun? Like, it was never like a bad situation. Nothing was scary for me because thankfully, like, my family, both sides, like, we were blessed enough, like, nobody got COVID. Like, I was like graced by that. But in the pandemic, obviously, like, self-tape auditions were through the roof because everybody was trying to, like, get stuff in, and, like, they were like, we can't stop producing content. So, I mean, I definitely saw it as, okay, you can either stay on the couch and watch television all day long, or you can get up and do, like, put in that extra 10% and be on television. So it was more of a thing of, like, you're getting way more, like, there was a higher volume of auditions than ever before for me, especially because I had just, like, started entering, like, my teen years, so, like, everything, like, things were gonna go up regardless. But I figured, all right, this is a pretty good, I just remembered, I've never talked to you before. So the whole thing was that both of my parents decided that they were gonna be moving, and I had just, like, got into, like, the rhythm of things. Like, I found, like, my friend group, and, like, I was finally starting to, like, kind of really get to know myself, and I was like, I don't want to stop that progress, and, like, I want to be out here and working. So I figured if this is any time to put in that extra, like, 15% to get where I want to go, like, it has to be now.
Very cool.
Does that make sense?
Definitely. No, definitely. So it makes me feel good that you just realized that we hadn't talked before. It means we must be cool already. So I love that. Since you're, you know, a little bit younger than me and a lot of people who may be watching the show, what are you into? Like, I know your generation's all TikTok-y, but I'm curious, like, what were you watching before you were able to jump on this show? Like, what's in Dior's life?
Like, I, like, mentioned this, I think, in another interview. It was so I never really had the time to, like, sit down and, like, really, like, watch TV because, me and my mom were always going from one place to another. We're going from Glendale to Reseda, back to West Hollywood, back to Santa Monica, all for, like, auditions. And it was like this, like, since, like, elementary school. So, like, we've always been, like, busybodies and doing something. But out of the things that I did watch, it was definitely it was a lot of, we actually, it was me and my friends that kind of like show together over quarantine. My friend came and stayed at my house with us for like, well, she kind of got locked in with us because she was at my house when they said, okay, time to shut everything down. So we watched BoJack Horseman together. That was our show. It was a lot of like going back and like watching shows from my childhood. So we went back and like rewatched like Shake It Up and Dog with a Blog and all of that stuff. So it was like, I don't know, not a lot of TV, a lot of definitely a lot of TikTok, that's for sure. I wasted a good percentage of my life on that, and I still am, but I'm working on it.
Well, to kind of bring up TikTok, I mean, you yourself are not just vying to be an actress. I mean, you're trying to, I believe, get an album released soon. I mean, you're looking to do more than just be an actress. Can you talk a bit about all that you want to accomplish?
Yeah, okay, cool. This is nice. Okay, let me get into it. So, one thing that I really, this has been something that I've wanted to do since I was, well, my mom would say 6 months, but I'm going to go with 1 year. I've always, like, just been singing, like, my entire life. It was, like, it had gotten to the point where my mom would be like, yo, like, you can't sing here. Like, shh. So, definitely. So, since I was, like, 9 years old when I, like, wrote my first, like, song. So, ever since then, I've been writing and trying to, like, I just recently got into trying to make beats. So, there's that. But one thing, so obviously, you know, I want to release an album, a debut album by the time, like, I'm 18. So, there's that. One thing I also want to do is I want to get into, like, business and, like, entrepreneurial stuff. Like, so, there's a few things, a few ideas, business ideas that me and my mom and me and my dad have, like, come up with together. However, I'm not going to mention them because I don't want nobody poaching my ideas. But, definitely, like, business ventures in terms of, it's going to be something that involves having real estate. So, I can let you know that part. I also definitely, I want to get into activism for sure. Like how I mentioned before, being able to advocate for my people and being like the voice for my people. That's something that I definitely want to do. So in terms of reach and different things, to sum it all up, I'm going to be singing. I'm going to have a few business ideas. And then I'm going to be out here speaking the truth. So there's that.
How interesting is it growing up with the name Dior? I've got a crazy name myself, so I'd love to hear. I love meeting people who have unique names. I mean, obviously your name has a very well-known connection, but I'm curious, what's it been like growing up with a name that's unique?
Well, it's definitely something. It's a it's a conversation piece is what it is. But it's always a lot of compliments, always like, oh my god, I've never heard it before. Actually, you know what? I might as well just tell the story of how I got it right now. Are y'all ready? Buckle your seatbelts. So, my mom was pregnant with me, and my mom and my dad were in Paris at the time. So, they were all doing their thing, and la-di-da, and my mom, being the bougie Persian woman that she is, decided to, she wanted to go take a look in the store. So, she was in the Dior store. And she was just, like, looking around at, like, all, like, the stuff. And, like, I think it was baby stuff. Yeah. My mom's actually right here. Do you want to say hi, Mom? So, she was in the store, and she was looking at, like, I think it was pink, like, baby booties. And she got the call from her doctor notifying her that I was going to be a girl. So, it was either Savannah or that. So, I'm very glad she went with Dior.
Dior Nike.
So cool. So I've got to ask then, that's so cool. Obviously the family's got some globe trotting experience.
Yeah.
Where would you say is your favorite place you've been or would like to go?
My favorite place that I've been and a place that I will continue begging my mother to go to is Paris. Like it's Paris. Paris. Like there's no other questions. It's Paris. I love it there. I love it so much. It's like I go there and I feel like I'm in a movie and I'm the main character. And you go to a cafe and you get an eclair and coffee and read a book and you're all mysterious. Like okay, like hands down, Paris.
That's great. My Paris experience isn't so great. I got lost in Paris, so it's a whole different story. But I would love to know. I'd love to bring it back to Bill and the creative people behind it. Because what are you taking from your experience getting to work with someone like Bill Lawrence, getting to work with the people that you're getting to work with on the show? Like, are there particular things that you're grateful in, you know, taking a little bit of this or that maybe from what they've shared with you?
The whole thing is gratitude to the max, like, for sure, because it's something that it's like, it's kind of like you get so used to being in the audition process that it's like you book in, you're like, oh, okay, so I reached my first goal. This is crazy. But one thing that I'm taking away from Bill and this experience and being able to work with Bill and Phil is that never, ever, ever, ever get attached to a script, to that first script, that first draft. Do not get attached at all. That's one major thing that I've learned from them. Also, just being able, it's mainly just being able to adapt, because I've always been able to been grateful enough to have that ability to take notes and like apply them quite well, in my opinion. But it's like a whole other thing when you're being able to put it into work each week. So just being able to adapt and being able to go with the flow and just be very like slithery when it comes to work.
I think that translates to life too. I love that. So I'm going to wrap up things that my girlfriend's a veterinarian. So, in your bio that I was sent, it mentioned you have a little furry little friend.
I do.
Can you share with us anything you'd want to about your furry little friend?
Okay. So her name is Shy. She's named after the city, Chicago. She's a Shih Tzu Pomeranian with long hair. And when I tell you, you can tell that I raised her. Like, she's a whole trip. She's the most spoiled little thing ever. But she's also the cutest dog you will ever meet. And it's kind of funny because she thinks she's a human. She's scared of other dogs, but she loves people. So there's that.
Well, Dior, thank you for the time. I can't wait to tackle the show properly and see all the secrets you guys have been holding from us. And, I wish you the best, and hopefully one day we'll be talking with you and Viola over a film or something like that.
Oh my goodness, yeah. I'll be talking to you very soon, Mr. Man.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Have a good one.